In this book, there's one of my favorite songs or poems. And I just want to have it here so I can be sure. I've read it already here this summer. It's all about Jesus. In fact, the title here is In Praise of Jesus. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. In Praise of Jesus by W.Y. Fullerton. When the morning stars were singing and the world was newly born, and all life was filled with music, music of the morn, there was one above the splendor who commanded it to be. And in all the heavenly radiance, none so fair as he. When man's heart was growing weary, and his feet had gone astray, and his God seemed high in heaven very far away, then there came from heaven the Savior, to whom shepherds bowed the knee, and the wise men made their offerings. None so wise as he. When my early hope was darkened by the sin that won the day, and I stumbled in the shadows, groping for the way, then his grace and promise beckoned, and he welcomed even me. And in all the human story, none so kind as he. Ever clear and ever clearer shall his glory yet increase, and the praises of his people never, never cease. They shall grow into his likeness. For his beauty they shall see, and in all the ransomed future, none so great as he. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus, highly exalted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you this morning and praise you. Praise you for your greatness and your grace and your kindness. Hallelujah. We give thanks to the Lord who is good, whose mercy endures forever. So, Lord, our hearts are filled with gratitude this morning that we can come into your holy presence. We thank you for the new and living way that has been made for us through the veil, that is to say, the flesh, the broken body of Jesus, and the shed blood of Jesus. We thank you for the way that has been made for us to draw near and to come in. And this morning we do draw near with true hearts and full assurance of faith, because our hearts have been sprinkled by that precious blood. So we come with confidence to you, rejoicing in your salvation, worshiping in the Spirit, loving our Lord. We thank you that we can. We thank you that you have set our hearts free from serving sin and self, free to love you, to worship you, and to serve you with all of our hearts for all of our days. Thank you, Lord. You alone had the power to save us from sin's dominion, to bring us into the fold, into the holiest. We thank you that we are with you this morning, Lord. We are with you in your presence, and we can again, afresh and anew, offer you ourselves. And we do that this morning, and we just pray that you will bless this day. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. The day in your house that is better than 1,000. The day that you have given us to worship you, to rejoice in your triumph over sin and death. The day that you have given us to just yield to you our hearts and worship and exalt you, our holy God. Now we thank you also for each other and pray one for another, that you will bless, that you will speak, that you will strengthen, that you will change, that you will accomplish all the good pleasure of your will in our hearts and lives as we are here in this place. Lord, you brought us here and we thank you. And you brought us here for a purpose and we thank you. And you will accomplish that purpose and we thank you. Great God, thank you. Thank you for each one. My brothers and sisters here, I pray that everyone shall truly meet the Lord, shall truly touch you, shall truly hear from heaven, shall truly receive all that you brought us here to give us. Thank you for your heart that is open to us today. Thank you for your hand that you open to satisfy all of our needs and all of our desires. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We want to pray together this morning for our home churches. We want to pray that you will bless all who gather at home and all those who minister, who bring your word, Lord. Touch them, touch their hearts, touch their lips. Give them faith, give them anointing, O Lord. Bless all who gather together in our home churches and meet and glorify your name in the midst of your people today, we pray. Thank you, Lord. We pray for your church in all the world. We mentioned them before, Lord. We think of those who suffer for your name's sake. We think of all who come together today to worship you. We join together with a vast multitude of the redeemed. Some have gone before, Lord. We join in heaven's song, praising the Lamb of God. We thank you that we can, that we are a part, Lord, that you have done it. So we just want to pray for our brothers and sisters in all the world. And we want to pray that everywhere where your word goes forth today, your Holy Spirit shall move, that there shall be conviction for sin, that there shall be light shining into darkness, that there shall be a mighty drawing to the Savior. Oh God, bless your Holy Word that goes forth today. Let it go under the anointing and in the authority of your Spirit, and let your gracious work be done. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in earth as it is done in heaven, we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We pray in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we praise you. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'd like to sing with you The Unveiled Christ. It's in our hymn books. Let's stand and sing 199.
Oh,
seated on the last. Throughout time and endless ages, heights and depths of love so true, He alone can be the giver, since He rent a veil in two. Oh, behold the man of sorrow.